A CDC advisory panel recommended yesterday that pregnant women get first priority for an H1N1 flu vaccine. That vaccine may be available as early as September. John, we understand that this actually has some salience and relevance to your life.
I kind of feel like I won the lottery yesterday, but I don't know what to make of it. My wife is expecting. She's due in December. For the last 2 months, actually, we've been trying to get a straight answer on what are the risks, either of getting flu or taking Tamiflu to fight it, or getting a vaccine early. And we understand a vaccine might not even be available to October. You know, it's hard to know anything definitive about what to do. Yesterday we sat down with our kids. Basically all we talked about is, you know, we're going to be doing a lot of hand washing, kids, this fall to keep mommy from getting sick.
Well, we have with us, joining us to discuss this very issue, Dr. Richard Wenzel, chairman of the Department of Internal Medicine at Virginia Commonwealth University. Dr. Wenzel, thanks for joining us.
That's a pleasure.
So H1N1 is dominating the headlines right now, but I want to know, how big of a risk is it really? We went through bird flu. We went through West Nile virus. Is this different?
This may be different. My perspective is that I was down in Mexico during the heat of their epidemic in the first couple of days in May. I just returned from a number of countries in Latin America. And let me give you an example of pregnancy. In Brazil, my infectious disease colleagues say they think pregnancy is the number one cause for why they're seeing their patients who need ICU care. In Colombia, I met with the Ministry of Health. They're reporting 7 deaths in adults. One of the 7 was in a pregnant woman. But the most compelling data from Argentina, where in the Buenos Aires area, there were 85 deaths, about half of what the total country sees. 1 in 4 were in pregnant women, so it has my attention.
You're ruining my day.
Well, yes, I know.
Let's bring in 2 more voices to the discussion. We have Layla Laniado, who's 5 months pregnant. She joins us from Atlanta, Georgia. And also Dr. Laura Riley, an obstetrician with Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. Welcome, ladies. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So, Layla, you're dealing with this really tough, difficult decision right now. What are you going to do?
I would love to get that vaccine. In fact, I have family in Argentina, and they're telling me the same things as doctor is speaking about. In fact, you know, the government advised pregnant women to stay home for a while. So I'm hoping the vaccine is going to be available before I'm due.
Dr. Riley, do you advise that to your patients to go and get this vaccine?
I will when it becomes available. I mean, I think that, you know, most pregnant women are going to ask the question, is the vaccine safe?
Right.
And I think that at this point, we don't know, but there's no reason to suspect that it'll be unsafe. But I think what's more important is that it's very clear, both as you just heard, that in South America, clearly pregnant women are at greatest risk. But also, I think the CDC here has shown that pregnant women here who get H1N1 are, you know, very likely to get severe pneumonia or some other respiratory, you know, infection that requires them to be in an intensive care unit or even die. In which case, you know, at that point, if the risk of the illness is tremendous, I think it's worth taking whatever that very small risk of the vaccination is.
So, Dr. Riley, what about this news we're hearing that it could cause schizophrenia in the baby? What do you know about that?
I think at this point, we don't know much about that. I think it's probably, my guess is, unlikely. You're going to need to vaccinate a huge population to really see if that's a real association. You know, I think you have to be careful about these associations in general. You know, schizophrenia, it's probably many factors that cause a child to be schizophrenic, and I am very skeptical that you'll be able to pin it on one small thing like, you know, the influenza vaccine as opposed to, you know, genetics and, you know, car exhaust.
Right. Well, let me just lay out a short list of risks. And if you could prioritize them for me, Dr. Richard Wenzel and Laura Riley as well. And I want to hear from Layla before we go. I mean, it sounds like the biggest risk is respiratory problems in the mother if she becomes infected with the flu. What about the risk of the flu's impact on a fetus? And is that varied between early term and late term? And finally, the risk of the vaccine. Dr. Richard Wenzel?
Well, we really don't know much about the vaccine, your last question. It has to be tested. Most of the time, influenza vaccine is safe. We had one unfortunate example in 1976, so-called swine flu at that point, a totally different virus than what we're seeing now. And that vaccine had a high rate of a neuropathy called Guillain-Barré syndrome. There's no reason to suspect it'll happen here, but people are going to be watching that very carefully.
Dr. Wenzel, I understand that Britain is going so far as to suggest women put off getting pregnant after past the flu season. Do you think that that's extreme?
Well, it's asking a lot of people, I think, to do that. If we have a safe vaccine, then obviously that will preclude that need. But that's a very dramatic example of what to do.
It's dramatic, and it's not a real reasonable
request,
especially in the U.S., where 50% of pregnancies are unplanned.
Yeah, I don't think it's reasonable, but I'd like to ask Dr. Riley what she thinks.
Well, it sounds like I want to hear from Layla Laniato, Atlanta resident, 5 months pregnant. You and my wife are just going to roll the dice, it sounds like, Layla.
I know. We tried so hard. You know, we went through fertility treatments. It's not that we can choose when it happens. You know, I'm doing January. Would love to get this vaccine, you know, if I can.
And Layla, you know, we're hearing all this conflicting information. Do you feel pretty confident then about your options?
No, I would take the risk if this vaccine is available. I've seen what happens to people that get it, so I don't want to be one of them.
Well, we want our listeners, if they're facing the same situation, to call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or give us some sense of the details and the options that you are evaluating at MyTake at thetakeaway.org. Dr. Laura Riley, if you are in this situation and you want to get yourself in the front of the line, what steps can you take now to ensure that you're not going to be left out in the cold, either in terms of Tamiflu availability or vaccine availability?
I think it's clear that the CDC has suggested pregnant women be at the top of the list. So I think what pregnant women need to do is go into their obstetricians or their primary care physicians and say, I'm pregnant, I want the vaccine, I understand that there are some, you know, safety issues potentially, but I also recognize that getting the flu in this situation could be far worse. So I think they just need to speak up and advocate for themselves.
Well, that's great advice. And anything you would add to that, Dr. Wenzel?
No, I think that's very good advice. The other thing you might think about is, and I think women should check with their obstetricians, if you're exposed to H1N1 and you are pregnant, there is a drug, Tamiflu, also Tamivir, that's excellent as a prophylactic or preventive agent. Whether or not how safe it is in pregnancy is a little unclear to me.
I think as an obstetrician, having gone through this, you know, spring issue with H1N1 and used a lot of the Tamiflu, I mean, I think we feel that it is certainly safe enough and a good enough preventive measure that it is well worth getting yourself into your PCP or obstetrician's office if, in fact, you've been exposed. And certainly, if you have any symptoms, even remotely close to the flu, it's important to go in early in the process and not wait and sit at home and think it's just a cold
right.
and it's going to go away.
Right.
Because that has been what has gotten us into trouble before. Women come in and they're so incredibly sick, we
right.
can't turn it around.
I want to thank our guest, Dr. Laura Riley, OBGYN of Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, Dr. Richard Wenzel, epidemiologist and chairman at Virginia Commonwealth University, and Layla Laniato for joining us from Atlanta. Good luck.
Yes, good luck, Layla. And if you have stories that you want to share about the options that you're considering, 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Amy Holmes.
This is The Takeaway.